Good morning. I'm Cassidy Witzlum.
And I'm Zach Kibbe. Welcome again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Today, a large number of Garrigan students are over at Algona High for the Iowa High School Speech Association District All Large Group Contest. Coaches Mary McCall and David Burrow have been preparing eight different groups for contest. While bad weather means they're not as prepared as they like to be, we're hoping for several of the groups to get ones and advance to state.
One of the speech categories where Garrigan has been most successful over the years is group improv. This year, there were three improv groups. One includes Corey Weider, Kara Eichen, and Sean Hart. Another features Levi Bernhardt and Nick Bronk. And the last is made up of Carolyn Baxter, Joseph Espinoza, and Kylie Fox. There's also an entry musical theater where Mark Fockler and Christian Matthews will be singing selections from Titanic.
In Reader's Theater, the Bears have a selection entitled Marlin, Mississippi Report. The cast features Nick Kaiser, Emily Riesenberg, Amanda Altman, Kylie Fox, and Joseph Espinoza. Together with Carolyn Baxter, Betty Straub, Taylor Frieders, Taylor Illig, and Morgan Frieders, and the ensemble acting Mark Fockler, Betty Straub, and Morgan Frieders are presenting Space Quest, while Levi Capacious and Chloe Garman perform Spin the Bottle. The final group is Radio Broadcasting and includes Jake Hamilton, Levi Bernhardt, Nick Bronk, Taylor Illig, Mariah Bronk, and Nick Kaiser. Best wishes to everyone competing in speech.
Last week, when the wind chill was 30 below here in Algona, senior Erin Quinlan checked her phone and found out that in Haiti, the heat index was 116 degrees warmer than that. Erin is one of six seniors who left on a mission trip last Thursday. They'll spend this coming week working in St. Jean de Chantel, the town that has a twin parish with St. Cecilia's in Algona. In addition to Erin, seniors Jake Hamilton, Emma Plath, Hunter Thiesfield, Vanessa Dodds, and Sophia Caduce are doing service work in Haiti.
This coming week is Catholic Schools Week, where schools all over the country celebrate difference between Catholic schools make. The theme for this year's Catholic Schools Week is Communities of Faith, Knowledge, and Service. We're standing things out this week when Garrigan students will serve as lectors, cantors, ushers, greeters, and servers at the weekend masses in all the area parishes. While Bishop Garrigan was originally a joint effort of five Catholic parishes in southern Kossuth County, today we have students from 10 different parishes as far away as Humble and Emmitsburg.
The biggest event of Catholic Schools Week will be a special all-school mass with Bishop R. Walker Nicholas. The bishop will be in Algona Thursday morning for the special mass. Over Catholic Schools Week, events include a service project, making bags out of old t-shirts, visiting care center residents, a special breakfast for the Garrigan and Seton staff, and an afternoon at the movies for all Garrigan students.
The Garrigan Bear math team has their second competition of the year last Saturday. They went over to Iowa Falls, where the JV took second place overall, and the varsity ended up third. Coach Dale Kohlhaus has 14 mathletes this year. Jake Hamilton, Brittany Kirsch, Caitlin Fogarty, Tony Kolash, Zach Kolash, Taylor Illig, and Dorothy Kirsch, plus Carolyn Baxter, Devin Deegan, Joseph Espinoza, Kylie Fox, Ben Fogarty, Josh Hamilton, and Danielle Plath. Good luck to the rest of the season, math team.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Emma Plath. Emma is one of the seniors who is making a mission trip to Haiti this week. She has been active in church and in the school's Christian Leadership and Action Group all through high school. Her main activity has been the Algona swim team, where she's placed in almost every meet she's entered. Emma will be off to college next year, and we wish her all the best in the future.
On our Golden Bear calendar, there's a district large group speech contest today at Algona High. Catholic School Week begins this weekend, with Garrigan students helping out at masses throughout the area.
Monday, freshmen will be visiting residents at area nursing homes. That night, the freshman boys basketball team will be hosting Clear Lake.
Tuesday, it's sophomores' time to visit the care centers. That night, there's varsity basketball with the Bears taking on Webster City.
The juniors go to the nursing homes on Wednesday. We'll dismiss at 1:30 that afternoon for teacher in-service. Then, at 9:30 on Thursday, there's the Catholic Schools Week Mass with Bishop Nicholas.
There's JV boys basketball Thursday night with the Bears traveling to Britt West Hancock. Then Friday, the senior class goes to the care centers.
The Chamber of Commerce has their weekly coffee at Garrigan on Friday. Then we'll have an afternoon at the movies. It will be a black and gold day, and that night the Bears play basketball at Hampton Dumont.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us next week for more news at Bishop Gregan High School.